Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be discussing in today's program some of the things that are happening around the world. I don't know if you knew this, but today, one in six people, Indians living in India, live in slums. That's approximately 65 million people. And it's projected by 2017 that that number will swell to 107 million people living in poverty, living in the slums. That's roughly a third of our population in the United States. When we use the term abject poverty in the United States, we really have to question and think about that word. I had to research it myself. The word abject means being most miserable, utterly helpless. And although we have poverty in the United States, it pales in comparison to what we see on a global scale. You're actually looking probably at some images right now of what people in India are living in. The type of conditions are just awful. And there's something that we can do about it. Today we're looking at so many of the concerns and issues that are facing so many people all around the world. And I want to encourage you today, because you may feel overwhelmed. You may think, well, my goodness, what can I do? Well, what can be done? Understand that the problems of the world today can always be answered in God and in His Word. God has a solution for everything. And you may be feeling, well, what can I do? I'm a Christian, clearly across the earth. I'm only one person. Well, I want to encourage you today. You can do a lot. Today, CBN did a fantastic report on Ann Seculo and her organization and what she is doing. One individual touching the lives of children that are growing up in slums in India. Together, we can do something. Watch this.
Well, the numbers are truly hard to comprehend. One in six Indians live in a slum. That adds up to roughly 65 million people. And those numbers, they are increasing every day. By 2017, India's slum population is expected to surge to a staggering 104 million. Can anything be done to reverse those numbers? Is there any hope for the people living in terrible slum conditions? Well, our next guest says yes and is trying to bring change one life at a time. Ann Seculo is founder and executive director of One Life Movement, an organization working in the slums of Mumbai, India. Ann, thanks so much for joining us on the broadcast. Listen, the statistics show that some 8 million children are living in slums in India. Can you paint a picture for us of the day in the life of a slum child?
Sure. Well, I visited the slums a number of times now. In fact, the first time was 3 years ago, shortly after my wedding, when I went to do missionary work with my husband. And we really spent time with the children in the slum in Mumbai. Actually, it's right next to Bollywood. And if you were driving by, you couldn't really see it. It's covered over and surrounded by high-rise complexes. But what we did was we walked in, and at first it was quite a shock. I mean, you can just kind of smell just terrible smells and kids, you know, sitting on the dirt, trying to get water out of the well for their family. And we walked through there with Pastor Sanjay Solomon, who took us with his wife, and we met the children that live inside the slum. And we couldn't believe the work that they were doing to help these kids inside the slum. They've started a preschool, a learning center, and a computer center. And really what was happening was things were falling apart. I mean, it was a safe place for the kids to go, but it was falling apart. So when we met them, it was really kind of a perfect partnership. And from then, it's been about a year now. It's really, you can really see God's work there now. The kids have started to transform.
And speak to that point, Anna. Your group, One Life Movement, really puts a huge premium on providing education for these children. Tell us about that.
We have a learning center, which is for kids who have already gotten into school, into their first couple years of school. They go from school back to our learning center, where it's kind of like being homeschooled, where they can, instead of going home, where they don't really have much of a home to go to, mm-hmm. or just playing outside in the street, they can go to our learning center and get positive reinforcement.
You say One Life Movement's philosophy is simple. It only takes one person to change one life. You truly believe that?
Oh, I absolutely believe it, because I see it. I see it happening every day. I'm only one person, and I went over there and I was able to help. And then I see, just one of these kids, mm-hmm. who can see the benefit of learning. You can see in turn they're trying to help the younger kids and the younger generations. So every day one person is doing something better and learning something more and trying to help. So it really does. It really is powerful. Just one person is absolutely powerful.
What is your vision for the project and hope for each child that comes to this outreach?
Yeah, well, my hope is that they start to understand that they don't have to live in the slum if they get an education. I hope that they start to see the bigger picture, that they don't have to. A lot of these kids at a young age are providing for their families because their families are sick, mm-hmm. And can't work, and they've got problems. My hope is that these kids are able to experience childhood, but also learn so that they can use this education as a tool to get out one day, get out of the slums, whether it's going to a private school, which we're working on a program right now where we're giving scholarships to kids who are excelling. So mm-hmm. I think if we continue to do this, we can work on getting each one of these kids out of the slum one at a time. And right now, we started with 25 kids, just 25 kids a year ago, and then we grew to 50 kids, and now we have 75 kids who are coming to our facilities right there in the Bandra West slums in Mumbai.
And talk about, real quickly, we're running out of time here, talk about the collaboration that you have with churches and civic groups within the slums.
Sure. We are working, actually, with a pastor, Sanjay Solomon, and his wife, Irvashi. He's been there for a long time. He's been there with his wife, and he's had this vision that they're going to be able to help these kids lead a better life. We're finding out that with encouragement and with biblical principles and guidance, they are becoming, you can really see God's work there. These kids are really starting to shine, and really starting to, things are starting to really transform. It's absolutely amazing to see.
Yeah, I should let our viewers know that it is because of the good work that you are doing in the slums that I agreed to volunteer as a board member on this group. Anna Sekulow, thank you so much for all the work that you are doing among the slum kids of India. Listen, check out One Life Movement on Facebook, as well as their website, onelifemovement.org. Anna, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast.
Thank you, George.
Isn't that awesome? Proverbs 19:17 tells us, he who gives to the poor lends to God. One life, we can make a difference. Look at those children. They're in India, and we can affect them right here in the United States. But it starts with us having a heart of gratitude for what God has already done in our own lives. When we experience that gratitude and that sense of appreciation, it causes us to want to say, Lord, I want to give. I want to do something for you. I want to help the those that are fortunate than I am. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk more about the Great Commission and our global mission.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.